Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, it doesn't look like it was a good game for the New York Jets yesterday in, what was it, Pittsburgh? Is that where the NFL game was at yesterday? But it was a great game. This was funny. When I was in Afghanistan, we had one of our guys, a New York Jets fan. You know, we had a New York National Guard guy. We had a bunch of Illinois National Guard guys on our 12-man team out at Kop Wilderness, Afghanistan. And if the Jets won, he would always walk around our little bee hut, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets. Well, it wasn't a good game for the New York Jets, J-E-T-S, but it was a good, great game for D-J-T. That is the crowd chanting USA as President Donald Trump shown on the big screen at the Jets game in Pittsburgh. All right, we got Evelyn Pyburn with us here on this Monday, getting back to business. Lots of business news to discuss here, especially going back over the last couple of weeks. Evelyn, great to have you on the program. I got to ask you, did you see Donald Trump serving up the French fries while he worked at McDonald's over the weekend? Oh, it was just classic.
I did. It was really great. Yeah, that was really cool.
Just classic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I just think it's smart of him to be so in touch. You know, he's much more in touch with, you know, what common people are doing every day. So, yeah, that was really a great piece.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I was reading some more headlines during the break, and Kamala Harris claims that she worked at a McDonald's while she attended Howard University. Now, I attended Howard University as well, so I remember there was a McDonald's right there, right by the campus, but there's apparently no proof of her actually working there. I didn't know this, but apparently 1 in 8 Americans have worked at a McDonald's at some point in their life, so it's a great first job for a lot of people out there.
Yeah, you know, actually, I was thinking that that the small restaurants and these wagons, or, you know, I don't know if they want to call them wagons, but, you know, the food distributors of America, they are a stepping stone for entrepreneurship in this country in a big, big way. And I was thinking of that in relation to the regulations that keep down a lot of the small mom and pop restaurants from opening, and how that's crippling our entrepreneurship rate.
Just all around. Well, yeah, and you think about young people working. I think that's one of the best educations they can get is working a part-time job while growing up and learning that work ethic. In fact, I had even a teacher in high school who said that's the most important thing you can learn is by doing a part-time job while you're in school. It's even more important than the school itself. All right, back with Evelyn Pyburn and your business news right after this quick break right here on Montana Talks.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. When it comes to hurricane relief aid, there is a question of offsets. Republicans representing the path of both storms certainly want the federal government to send disaster aid to stricken areas, but deficit hawks will demand offsets before authorizing new spending. Quote, "We should definitely take it from other places that the government just doesn't need to be spending money in," said GOP Florida Representative Byron Donalds on Fox. He called that spending, quote, "pet projects." But what one member views as a pet project is essential spending to another. Congress will gore someone's ox if it takes this approach. As we often say, it's about the math. Quote, "Tell me where you can get the votes to do it," asked one senior House Republican source familiar with the spending process. "That isn't going to happen. That never happens." So the fate of the disaster relief, quote, "this will just go on the credit card." With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies for today, highs will range from the mid-60s in Bozeman to the mid-70s in the Billings area. For tonight, variably cloudy. Chances for some showers before midnight, especially further north across the state. Otherwise, temperatures will drop back off in the mid-30s in Bozeman, mid-40s in Billings. Partly sunny Tuesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, if you want to see the videos of former NFL player Bobcat great Dane Fletcher sounding off on Bozeman City leaders over the transients, over the illegal aliens, over all the crime, both videos are now posted. Go to MontanaTalks.com. You'll see the headline there. Also, if you listen to the Montana Talks podcast, either on the Montana Talks app or Spotify, etc., the full audio when Dane Fletcher called into Montana Talks during Thursday's show, you can find it right there. Best way to get it is through the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Heating season is here. If you or someone you know is worried about affording heating costs, help is available. The Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program is now accepting applications. If eligible, this federally funded program will pay a portion of your winter heating bills, and Northwestern Energy will apply additional energy discounts. Get your LIHEAP application and information on other energy assistance programs at your local Northwestern Energy office or visit northwesternenergy.com/heat.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we always like to start with the good news as we chat with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal. I've got the hot sheet right in front of me. You can get the hot sheet right in front of you every Monday morning as well. You can just sign up for their email newsletter and then make sure you check out the print edition of the Big Sky Business Journal as well. Evelyn, one of the good news stories that you've got here is a story we mentioned, I think, last week. Only six governors in the country earned an A grade from the Cato Institute, and Montana's Governor Greg Gianforte is one of them. Yeah, basically they were highlighting how the state has cut taxes and spending. And then the funny part of that story is that Tim Walz in Minnesota received an F. He was the worst on the list. Some people were surprised that he even did worse than Gavin Newsom in California.
Yeah, it's certainly a feather in Montana's cap in more ways than one. I mean, I'm sure everybody enjoys the fact that there's been a decline in taxes and we've all benefited from the booming economy that we've been having, and it's a great story. I'm always amazed, though. We have decades and decades of research now that shows if you want a strong economy, what you do. I mean, we have 50 states all experimenting with different approaches, and if they cut taxes and reduce regulations, they boom. And yet, here we still only have six states that are doing that. I mean, it's just amazing to me.
Other good news. Let's see. Hunting season, obviously archery season. You know, those men and women are smart. They get the early start. They get out there. A little hotter, though, when you're out, you know, cruising the hills typically for archery season. But general hunting season, man, starts this week.
Yes, it does. And that's really good news for Montana, especially out in the scattered small towns where hunters tend to stay and eat and buy grass. And in those small communities, they are well aware of hunters, and they are excited to see those hunters. And quite often they believe that that spells the difference between a year's success or failure is those hunters appearing in the fall. And hunting contributes, well, last year in Montana, there were 237,310 hunters, and they spent $391 million in Montana. And nationwide, hunting is a $133 billion industry. So it's a big deal, especially in Montana, where our outdoor recreation generates more for our economy than in any other state except for Hawaii. And I found that to be really interesting. But Montana is well known for our outdoors opportunities.
Yeah, I noticed driving the state here over the past couple of weekends, you know, went to Libby and Eureka and Missoula, of course, over the weekend, and you notice a lot of the campers, a lot of the campgrounds still have a lot of campers in them, and many whom I'm sure are already out there hunting or getting ready, doing their recon for the general hunting season that starts October 26th as well. And so, and then, you know, every small town, you know, the restaurants, the bars, the gas stations, they always have the camouflage and the Hunter's Orange welcome hunters signs for those very reasons, because it's, for some of these small towns, that's the make or break season for them, is hunting season, and that's what keeps them afloat for the rest of the year. It's the rodeo in the summer, and it's the hunting season in the fall for many of these folks. Let's see. Speaking of meat, a lot of people are going to be out there, you know, getting their deer and their elk meat here this fall. Project Meats, also known as Ranch House, they've just had a recent expansion. In fact, they had a kind of a grand opening celebration a few weeks ago that I wanted to get to, but I had another event I was already. Actually, I think I had a kids football game that Friday night. But yeah, some good news for a kind of well-known meat shop in South Central and Southeastern Montana.
Yeah, they are spending $1.1 million to enhance their meat processing business in Lockwood. The business is 17 years old, and it's owned by Shane and Tanya Flowers. And they process meat for snack sticks and jerky, sausage, and other kinds of special products. And they sell their products throughout Western United States, not just in Montana. So they are obviously a growing success story for Yellowstone County.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, not only do they make their own products, but they'll also be the producer and the packager for other folks who make their own, you know, meat snacks and things like that as well, right?
Yes, and they also have a meat processing, another business or associated, I guess. But anyhow, they have another facility that they process meat for local people, and apparently they bring in meat from a lot of other areas outside the state, too, for processing.
Yeah, the more meat processing, the better. I know that's what our state is trying to encourage more of. The industry is encouraging more of that. That higher education is focusing more on it with programs at Miles Community College and more, because we need more local meat processing so that we can buy more local products as well and support those ranchers and not be so dependent on the big meat packers. All right, another quick break here on Montana Talks. Back to business with Evelyn Pyburn and the Big Sky Business Journal right after this. And then in just a few minutes, I'll play audio of my conversation with South Carolina Senator Tim Scott in Missoula, alongside Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy over the weekend. Back right after this quick break.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
The presidential race has stayed within a four-point range for months. In September, our Fox News survey had Kamala Harris up by 2 points. This month, Donald Trump is ahead by 2, well within the margin of error. The new survey also shows headwinds for Harris, including 7 out of 10 voters saying the economy is in bad shape, and President Biden's job approval standing at just 40%, matching a record low it's hit twice before. History tells us it's tough for the incumbent party to get reelected when people feel that negatively about the economy and the president, especially when a majority, 53%, retrospectively approves of the job Trump did as president. But Harris holds her own on key measures, as roughly equal numbers say both Harris and Trump are up to the job and would bring needed change. It could come down to whether more think Harris is turning the page, as she likes to say, or is more of the same. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Potpourri.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies for today, highs will range from the mid-60s in Bozeman to the mid-70s in the Billings area. For tonight, variably cloudy. Chances for some showers before midnight, especially further north across the state. Otherwise, temperatures will drop back off in the mid-30s in Bozeman, mid-40s in Billings. Partly sunny Tuesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
All right, things are starting to move quick. Things are moving very fast now. Less than 3 weeks to go until Election Day here in Montana. And really, all eyes are on Montana. Well, maybe they shifted a little bit. But huge elections here in Montana heading into November. A lot of you have already voted, but you still want to be heard across Montana because you know some people are just now starting to pay attention. Well, they're going to be paying attention to you when you call in to Montana Talks. We take you statewide every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau says with the assistance, more than 4,600 producers across the nation will see another production season. Some 4,600-plus financially distressed farmers who owe money on USDA direct or guaranteed loans will share $250 million in payments from the government. USDA said it has provided roughly $2.4 billion in assistance, including that announced last week, to 43,000-plus distressed borrowers with funding from the 2022 Climate Health and Tax Law. For more on these loan payments, contact your local Farm Service Agency office. Last week was National School Lunch Week, and the International Dairy Foods Association reported that its Healthy School Milk Commitment is responsible for reducing added sugar levels by 10% in flavored school milk between the 2023 and 2024 school years. The commitment was launched in April of 23 by 37 school milk processors representing approximately 95% of the school milk volume in the United States. Since that time, added sugar and flavored school milk, such as chocolate milk, has declined from 8.2 grams per serving to 7.4 grams per serving as well. I'm Lane Nordlund. Have a great day.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, heads up, Butte, America. If you're listening in Butte right now, to me, this is huge news. And I think everybody in Butte, if you haven't heard this already, you got to hear it right now. I'm surprised I didn't get to this in the 6 o'clock hour. To me, this was the biggest news of the weekend for the Trump campaign. It wasn't even the great video of him serving up French fries and more at the McDonald's or the USA chants at the Jets game. It was steelworkers, U.S. steelworkers, union members, endorsing President Trump in Pennsylvania. This is huge.
It's an honor to be on stage with you, all the steelworkers here. Honor to be on stage with you.
I was at the Butler rally when they started to assassinate you. And I knew after that that I had to do what I had to do so you, the president that saved the steel industry with tariffs. You saved it with tariffs.
Thank you.
And you're my hero, and you're the greatest president ever.
We love you.
We love you.
All right, and then, of course, they...
Steelworkers for Trump and the rank and file Mon Valley Works want to endorse you. We want to give you a hard hat.
Yeah, there you go. They gave him a hard hat. So the steelworkers endorsing President Trump in Pennsylvania, that's huge for that state, very important swing state. But I think it's also huge for Butte. Look, the Democrats have abandoned union workers. John Tester and Joe Biden killed the Keystone Pipeline, killing thousands of union jobs. John Tester and Kamala Harris's Green New Deal killed 700 jobs at the Stillwater Mine. And so, look, if you're in Butte, look, you know, you get a chance not only to support President Trump, but you get a chance to support Tim Sheehy, who will stand with President Trump, who will stand with you, especially you miners out there. Evelyn Pyburn, your thoughts on that, and how do you see things just to... You know, 2 weeks to go before the election. You always have great insight on politics as well.
Well, I don't know how great my insights are, but, you know, I mean, I certainly think that Montana is going to maintain a red wave. I think about that and I go, well, you know, maybe it's just because of the people I hang around with, I get this more positive vibe about the outcome of the election, but... I guess I can understand when you listen to Kamala Harris about some of her ideas, how anybody could think they were good ideas and vote for her. But, you know, apparently half the country is. And so it's, you know, still kind of a hold your breath situation.
That's right. Hold your breath and keep your foot on the gas pedal to get the job done 2 weeks from now. Yeah, these people that still are voting for Kamala Harris or John Tester, it's like, I guess denial ain't just a river in Egypt. Let's see, another headline here from the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet. This shows how big of a concern the national economy is right now. Inflation, energy prices, open borders, and more. Car loans. You've got a story here about car loans and some concerning news headlines for Americans.
Yes, more Americans are upside down on their car loans, and the average amount they owe is at an all-time high, according to a car comparison site called Edmunds. USA Today reports that in the 3 months ending in September, 24.2% of Americans who traded in their car toward a new vehicle owed more on the trade-in than it was worth. That's up from 23.9% in the prior 3 months and up 18.5% from a year ago. Additionally, the amount they owed on the trade-ins climbed to a record high of $6,458 with 22% owing at least $10,000 and 7.5% owing $15,000 or more. Auto car loans account for about 25% of non-mortgage consumer credit. And an industry spokesperson said that the stats are alarming. And they also noted that vehicle shoppers are taking on $1,000+ monthly payments at record levels.
Wow.
Which is currently at about 17.4%. So
I'm still glad I made that decision in the spring of 2020. I felt my job was pretty safe, so I thought, you know, I'm going to take advantage of one of those 0% loans they were offering early.
Reported from the Chamber.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Australia became independent in 1986. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. Yeah, speaking of 970, hey, if you are listening on 970 AM or on 103.3 FM in Billings, shoot us a quick message on the app. Just want to make sure we're coming out Lima Charlie for our Billings area listeners. Of course, we're also being broadcast 1450 KMMS Bozeman and 1340 KPRK Livingston, as well as, of course, the great 1370 KXTL, Southwest Montana's news talk leader. I'll shoot just a quick note to our engineer here. We got a great engineer, so I'll shoot a quick note to him and our guest producer, Caden, here to make sure everything's rolling here. The app was working this morning, so I was listening on the Montana Talks app. So obviously, hey, if you're somebody who listens over the radio, and if there's ever any technical disruption here or there, that's a good reason to have good reason to have the app on your phone. Just in case. It's a great backup. You can sync it with your vehicle and more. All right. Yeah, Caden, I just CC'd you on a message with our engineer there, too, and he's usually very responsive. John Tester, here we go. Here we go. I just shared a tweet via X. Isn't it interesting that the liberal media in Montana, they never ask tough questions? These TV stations, KTVQ, Color 8, they never ask John Tester tough questions. But I'll bet you they think this is a tough question. They think asking John Tester whether or not and why he isn't endorsing Kamala Harris, to them, that's a tough question. Oh, I mean, okay, it's a question he doesn't want to be asked. Okay, so I'll give you that. You at least ask him one question he doesn't want to be asked, but why not ask him about the border, about energy, about inflation and his failures on every single front? But anyway, listen to his response when they throw this softball question about Kamala Harris.
A little bit and ask about Vice President Kamala Harris.
Yes.
In 2020, you did endorse her as the VP for President Biden. In
sure.
fact, I found a tweet that said she's a proven fighter that you put
yeah.
out. Why are you not choosing to endorse her now?
Because I'm up for election.
Like he just said the quiet, as Jason Thielman just said via X, John Tester said the quiet part out loud. So that was an interview with the far left Montana television network that's been in the back pocket of John Tester and even old fussy Ryan Bussey. They've been in the back pocket of the Democrats for the entire election cycle. It's been embarrassing because those TV stations have typically had a very good reputation, but they're throwing their reputation in the trash can by going so soft on Tester and just running fake news hit piece after fake news hit piece on Tim Sheehy every chance they get. But look, John Tester just admitted what a phony he is. Why aren't you endorsing Kamala Harris? Because you clearly support her. Well, because of the election, because I'm running for election. You could use that response to talk about everything about John Tester. Why do you keep running fake attacks against your opponent? Well, because I'm running for re-election. John Tester is a phony. He is a fraud. He will do anything to try to hold on to power in Washington, and he just admitted it.
What's the best way to save or make the most money when buying or selling your home? Hey, Sean Hannity here, and as an active investor, I can tell you the only thing more expensive than hiring a professional real estate agent is hiring an amateur. Now, there are over 100 details in a single transaction, and dollars are in the details. That's why it's important to hire the most experienced and knowledgeable agent. I'm talking about Amber Earn of Realty Billings. Whether it's instant cash to buy your home or a six-figure marketing plan to expose your home to the most people and sell it for the most money, or options that most agents can't offer, she has helped thousands of families with unique circumstances sell their homes on time and for the most amount of money. Now, you can find out less than 60 seconds what your home is worth in this market by a true authority. Call Amber today at 670-1942. Go online at listwithamber.com. Listwithamber.com.
John Tester has made healthcare more expensive in Montana. The number one recipient of lobbyist campaign cash, Tester let the big pharmaceutical and insurance companies get richer while he was supporting taxpayer-funded healthcare for illegal immigrants. Here's Tim Sheehy on the importance of strengthening rural healthcare for Montanans.
It's time for us to reinvigorate local healthcare in Montana, investing in rural clinics that make sure our rural communities have the access they need at a cost that's affordable. We always have to protect our seniors, our veterans. We need to protect pre-existing conditions and make sure Montanans have access to good, reliable health care. On John Tester's watch, we are seeing health care costs go up and access go down. All that's happening right now is big pharma is getting richer, health insurance companies are getting bigger. So it's time for us to focus on increasing access and lowering costs for health care. I'm Tim Sheehy. I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Join my team. Give today.
Visit SheHeVictory.com to donate. Paid for by SheHe Victory Committee.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Stepping up to help our veterans, Yellowstone Family Dental and KBUL News Talk 970. Teaming up to help a veteran that may need extensive dental work. Now through October 31st, go to the KBUL website, click on the Yellowstone Family Dental button, and get registered. One lucky Montana veteran will get a full mouth restoration at no cost, thanks to Yellowstone Family Dental and Dr. Larson. A veteran or their family member may submit their information for them. Click on the link on the KBUL website or app.
Whether you're buying or selling, Artie's Coin should be your first stop. Knowledgeable, fair, reputable, and doing business in Billings for over 30 years, Artie's buys and sells. Gold, silver, metals are at new highs and a great place to put your money. Artie's Coins, open weekdays 10 to 5, Saturdays 10 to 3, at 1944 Grand Avenue in Billings.
Because they know we're local folks, they can trust. You can trust you'll always get more coin from Artie's Coins.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Shaping up to be a major pickup opportunity for Republicans looking to flip control of the Senate in November. And the race's impact could be felt far beyond Big Sky Country. A recent poll shows former Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy ahead of three-term incumbent Democrat John Tester by 8 points. Tim Sheehy joins us now. Good morning to you, Tim. And I do want to talk about Montana with you in just a moment. But let's actually talk about the nation. This race, so important, and we can put on the screen why it's so important, for control of the Senate. And that seems to have been noticed by both parties. Money flooding into Montana because it could flip the Senate.
That's exactly right. If you want to buy a TV commercial in Montana right now, I think on some days it's more expensive than New York and L.A. It's the most expensive media market in the country because, as you just said, we are the tipping point for the Senate. And as the Senate goes, as you know, that has a generational impact on the future of this country, from Supreme Court nominees to whether or not we're going to end the filibuster, we're going to add two more states, whatever it is. The Democrats have made clear that they have radical plans should they keep the Senate. And if they do that, we're not going to be able to undo that for a long, long time. So it's critical that we take the Senate this cycle. The Democrats know that. And that's why they're doing absolutely everything, and they will say anything, do anything, and spend anything in these last couple of weeks to keep this seat. But right now, we're looking good, as you said, with those numbers. We got to stay on target and keep pushing to the end.
Yeah, keep the foot on the gas pedal. That's part of what I talked about with Tim Sheehy on Saturday when I ran into him and Tim Scott in Missoula. And that point that he just made there, the Democrats, and when we say the Democrats, we also mean the Democrat media. KTVQ, Color 8, all the rest of them, the Democrat media that have constantly been running cover for flip-flop, flat-top. The desperate liberal Montana media trots out the same fake news. That's a headline on our Montana Talks website. Maybe I'll get into that story a little bit more in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. But first, let's jump right into it. I got a chance to catch up with former presidential candidate and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. Tim Scott, let me see, where did I put, here it is, let me cue up that interview for you, and then after I caught up with Tim Scott, I did a quick little, a little over 2 weeks until election day in Montana. I got the thoughts from Tim Sheehy on that front as well. First, here is Tim Scott. Senator Tim Scott, good to see you here in Montana. I understand this is only one of just a handful of states you're actually going to be hitting here with about 2 weeks to go.
Absolutely. Listen, I am looking forward to Tim Sheehy being the 51st vote in the United States Senate that allows us to carry forward President Trump's new agenda, and it will look a lot like the old agenda, which means tax cuts for the average family. It means having confidence in the American people to do what they think is best with their resources and make their own decisions. It also means closing that southern border and keeping Americans safe. I can't wait to have a president who believes in the American people more than he does the actual federal government. And having the control of the United States Senate to carry forward that agenda means sending Tim Sheehy as the 51st vote to the United States Senate. That's great news for Montana. Better news for America.
We'll talk more Montana here in just a second, but at the national level, do you think the dam is starting to break towards President Trump in these battleground states? I mean, it seems like union voters here in Montana, traditional Democrat strongholds, they're breaking free from the Democrat Party and voting Republican. The black vote, why do you see that moving more and more towards President Donald J. Trump right now as well?
Well, I think when you can measure the loss of your income over the last 4 years under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you say, what is there to lose? $1,075 on average per month is what the average family is losing. Whether you're black or white, Hispanic or Native American, whether you're Asian, whether you live in the rich section or the poor section, losing $12,000 of spending power over the next 12 months, you can stop the bleeding by voting for President Trump. And the good news is voters are saying yes to his agenda and no to Kamala Harris. Plus, who knows who in the world knows who she is? We know one thing, President Trump, clear, concise, and in command.
Looking at Montana, John Tester, he survived by the skin of his teeth in the past by pretending to be a moderate, by playing this little flip-flop, flat-top game where he pretends to be this moderate. I think Montanans are finally seeing through that, but a lot of people are saying, hey, we can't take this for granted. We got to fight, keep our foot on the gas pedal here with about 2 weeks to go.
100%. Tim Sheehy is a man, the myth, and the legend. Let's bring him, to Washington, number one, right? Number two. Why? Well, because January 5th, 2021, we lost two seats in Georgia. One seat alone cost the American taxpayers $2 trillion plus dollars. If you want to save this country, trillions, I didn't misspeak, by the way, trillions of dollars, elect Tim Sheehy, November 5th.
Talk about how liberal the Senate's gotten here, and I know you got to run, but just how liberal the Senate has gotten, and really it's all come down to one vote, Kamala Harris breaking all these ties. Absolutely. It's because liberals like John Tester put her in that position.
Well, 100%. Here's what we know without question. If you want 52 states in this union, including D.C. and Puerto Rico, don't elect Tim Sheehy and give the Democrats the majority. If you want to see $4 trillion of tax increases, give the Democrats control. If you don't, elect Tim Sheehy. The choice could not be more clear than it is today. Tim Sheehy and common sense, Kamala Harris, John Tester. I'm shaking my head for those of you who cannot see me. SMH, just shake your head.
Senator Scott, great to see you. Thanks for your time.
God bless you.
God bless you. All right, now we were kind of backstage. We're in a back room before they were getting ready to kick off their big rally. And what an incredible turnout in Missoula, by the way. I was telling friends in Missoula, I've been to events in Missoula. Now, you can draw a big crowd in Missoula, but usually what Republicans have to do is they do an event in Missoula, and then they get a bunch of folks from the Bitterroot Valley, Hamilton, Stevensville, et cetera, to also head up to Missoula for the rally. And then that's how they get a really big rally in Missoula. They had a separate rally in Hamilton with a massive turnout. They had a big rally in Missoula alone with a big turnout. And then they went down to Hamilton about 2 hours later and did another massive rally in Hamilton on top of that. I'm telling you, folks, it's happening. It's happening. But you got to keep your foot on the gas pedal. That's what we talked about a little bit here with Tim Sheehy.
Senator Tim Scott, good to see you here in Montana.
Oh, okay. Of course, I queued up the wrong one. All right, here we go. Here it is.
ABC veteran Tim Sheehy in the house, Missoula, Montana. How cool to have Senator Tim Scott. You know, I went to Howard University back in the day, and so to see the, you know, the black vote pushing more and more towards Donald J. Trump is so great to see, but it's something that I saw starting to happen 20-plus years ago when I was at Howard University, because the Democrat Party is failing. They're failing Indian country here. They're failing our inner cities. They're failing this whole country right now.
Yeah, and Tim Scott's the best example of it, and having him on the national stage for us, spreading that word for all the minorities across America to say, hey, wake up and make sure you're voting for your best interest. And it's America first. I mean, those words have been so transformed, but it's very simple. America first. We're going to put our own people first. We're going to put our own economy first. We're going to put our own borders first. And that applies to all Americans. And I think Tim Scott's an absolutely fantastic example of that, for a guy who grew up in abject poverty to now be, you know, a U.S. senator and obviously a former presidential candidate is a fantastic example of the potential of the American dream. So it's great to have him here. I'm honored to have him here stumping for us. We got 14 days to go. People got to get out, vote early, vote absentee. Any way you can, make sure your voice is heard, because we got to save this country.
You know, you and I, anybody who's served in the military, over 100,000 veterans all across this state, we've served with Americans of every race, color, creed, background, and we're all in this fight together right now. It really could go one way or the other in the next 2 weeks at the national level. We're feeling good about Montana, though, but we can't take it for granted.
No, we can't. And they will say anything, spend anything, do anything in the next 2 weeks to hold on to John Tester's seat. We're seeing it right now in the press. Expect more of that crap. Unfortunately, that's where we're at now. They can't win on the issues. They can't win on character, so they're just going to smear their way to the finish line and hope that they can pull off a miracle. We just got to keep our foot on the gas. Most importantly, we have to vote. We got to get the vote out. It's going to be secure here in Montana. You can trust the voting process, but you got to make sure you actually vote.
Tim Sheehy, good to see you.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right, speaking of veterans, we got a great opportunity for a Montana veteran that I got to remind you about, because there's just a few days left. Our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental are offering up an incredible opportunity for one Montana veteran. This has a $50,000 value. This is a $50,000 value for one Montana veteran. Basically, if you are a veteran and you've got a bunch of dental challenges, you've got a bunch of missing teeth, a bunch of failing teeth, and you would just love nothing more than to get a whole new set of dental implants, incredible dental implants. I mean, people travel from all across the country to go to Yellowstone Family Dental to get dental implants done. One Montana veteran can win this $50,000 worth of services. Here's what you do. You can nominate yourself if you're that veteran in need, or if you know a veteran who is in need of these types of services, go to Yellowstone Family Dental. Their website is this, MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com, and you'll see a button where you can nominate a veteran. They're going to basically pick the recipient of those $50,000 in services here in like the next couple of weeks, because they want to announce it before Veterans Day. So make sure you nominate somebody today. Or if you're somebody who's got a lot of challenges with your teeth as well, check out Yellowstone Family Dental. Again, go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. Phone lines are open for you. Back right after this.
The fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
These humans can stream all the top-rated national news channels on DirecTV, and now with no satellite dish.
This just in. Weather, sports, election coverage. DirecTV has it all, but something is missing. The satellite dish.
What are you doing?
I'm reporting the news. Back to you, Bob.
Here's some news. You're a buffoon.
Stream the top-rated national news channels. No satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet required. Top-rated news based on 2023 Nielsen ratings.
Fox News commentary.
The Biden-Harris administration is once again offering temporary protected status to non-citizens residing in our country. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
As if we weren't opening our hearts and pocketbooks enough to the people of the world, now the Biden-Harris DHS will hand out another free pass, this time to Lebanese nationals, yes, non-citizens who are currently in the U.S. The proclamation is in response to growing unrest in the region, unrest some would say is partly due to the weak leadership of the current administration, but this latest round of temporary protected status handouts will allow recipients to apply to work. DHS will also give relief to Lebanese students in the U.S. on F-1 visas, which will allow them to apply to work increased hours, and reduce their schoolwork while maintaining their F-1 status. How generous! This TPS is supposed to last 18 months, but let's get real. If Kamala Harris is elected, I'm sure the clock will never run out. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Military Matters.
Women veterans are the fastest growing group using VA services, but there is concern that the priority in care has actually been given to male veterans self-identifying as women. Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale pressed VA Secretary Dennis McDonough on the department's policy, which does not provide single-sex spaces for biological women.
We were making all this investment to try and make them feel comfortable, to make them feel more welcomed into the veterans' facilities. Why we would now be opening these exact same facilities to males who are identifying as women.
Within the department, there are some who feel that gender-inclusive policies come at the expense of female veterans. Dr. Eddie Waldrop is a clinical psychologist at the VA who specializes in PTSD.
Sometimes I work with female veterans who are concerned about even walking into the doors of the VA itself, much less about going into the restrooms, locker rooms.
With Military Matters, Alexandra Hoff, Fox News.
You don't have to keep living with that joint pain. Real lasting relief is possible with help from QC Kinetics. People here are getting their lives back, getting their mobility back thanks to QC Kinetics. Hey, Aaron Flint here. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in cellular therapies that can revitalize your joints. I'm talking about advanced regenerative medicine using your own body's healing properties, highly concentrated and carefully placed in your achy joint. Back pain, shoulder pain, knee pain. These are cutting edge treatments that require no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. It's a quick in-office procedure that can get you moving again. These protocols have been developed by medical professionals under the leadership of Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, a former orthopedic surgeon and a pioneer in clinical regenerative medicine. Is arthritic joint pain keeping you from doing the things you love? Pain in your knees, hips, back, or shoulders? Call QC Kinetics today for a free consultation. 406-201-6263. That's 406-201-6263.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, we're going to have phone lines open for you. So for the for most of the 8 o'clock hour, I have one guest that's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour, and we're going to be talking about especially heads up for those of you in Bozeman listening to 1450 KMMS. You've heard about this effort to ban plastic, grocery bags and more in Bozeman. We're going to talk about that. We've got a guest. Aaron Haas is the director of the American Recyclable Plastic Bag Alliance, is going to be joining us coming up at around 8:40 this morning to talk about the bag ban that the old bags in Bozeman are, are pushing right now, the radical left wing. They've always got, you know, you must wear the ribbon. Wear the ribbon. And so they go from, like, you know, phony campaign to phony campaign. They couldn't even get enough signatures to put this thing on the ballot, so they had to use some liberal judge to help force it on the ballot to begin with. But we'll get to that coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour as well, and then open phones in the 9 o'clock hour as well. I played a clip of Tim Sheehy on Fox and Friends just a few minutes ago. Here's one more for you, where he talks about the big issues in this race and pushing back against, you know, Bistro Cacao's favorite money bags, John Tester.
So I want to talk about John Tester in just a moment, but it seems that an issue in your campaign, one of the major issues, at least From the side of John Tester, is what it means to be a Montanan. You know, I'm not a Montan, Tim, although I did live up there for a small portion of my life. I'd like to think in that year I got to know Montana pretty well. I worked for, lived on a ranch of generational Montanans. And I think that's an interesting question. What are Montana values? You know, what is a Montanan? There's a lot of charges about newcomers to Montana, but I'd be curious how you see the values of Montana.
It's common sense. I mean, Montanans ultimately are common sense people. They can take care of themselves. They want a secure border, safe streets, cheap gas, cops are good, criminals are bad, boys are boys, girls are girls. And those are the things they believe, and those are the things they want their government to fight for. Common sense. They don't want the federal government coming in trying to solve every problem. And what they're seeing out of the Democrat Party and out of John Tester, who's a loyal foot soldier for the Democrats, is not common sense. They're putting American energy last. They're opening up our border, letting crime into our streets. You know, across Montana these past 3 years, we've been seeing a rapid rise in human trafficking, drug-related overdoses, and of course, violent crime.
Right.
So people are frustrated by that. They feel the impacts of it, and they're tired of a government that's looking them in the face, telling them it's not a problem, when in fact it is. And that's why you see Democrats like Bob Casey and like John Tester, who routinely run as Trump Democrats. You know, they support President Trump. You know, we're going to shut down the border. We're going to buck Biden. When the fact is, they go back to D.C. and vote with Biden Harris every single time.
All right. Yeah, great segment there by Tim Sheehy on Fox and Friends. Full video, go to foxnews.com/video. Man, in the 6 o'clock hour, I was playing all these sound bites of President Trump working at McDonald's over the weekend. So I'm going to go have some protein chips right now because I'm hungry. All this talk about McDonald's has me hungry. So I'm going to grab some protein chips here. I get these really, really good tasting protein chips from Billings Last Diet. They have the Ranch Dorados that taste just like ranch potato chips. The nacho ones are incredibly good now because they've packed even more seasoning onto these protein chips. So those ones are really good. And then I think there's like a spicy chili one as well that's really good. Anyway, you heard me right. They have protein chips that actually taste good. That's why Billings Last Diet is so successful. They have good-tasting products to help you lose the weight, to help you stay in shape. So if you're looking to lose some pounds this fall, whether it's a quick tune-up or maybe you got 100-plus pounds to lose, our listeners have done it through Billings Last Diet. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call, 294-6751. And they got a remote option available now, too, so for no matter where you live.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
KBUL AM 970 Billings, K277DS, 103.3 FM Billings, a Town Square Media station.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.